McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. takes a cautious stance in the wake of the attempted military coup in Turkey. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's failed coup. In Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he supported bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup in Turkey to justice, but warned the government against going too far while restoring order in the country.
We stand squarely on the side of the elected leadership in Turkey, which President Obama and I both stated in the course of the events in the early hours as they were unfolding that night. But we also firmly urge the government of Turkey to maintain calm and stability throughout the country. And we also urge the government of Turkey to uphold the highest standards of respect for the nation's democratic institutions and the rule of law.
Turkey's state-run Anadolu News Agency reported that 8,777 officers have been suspended and 6,000 members of the judiciary and military have been detained following the attempted coup on Friday. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Saeed Ra'ad Al Hussein, called for international observers to be stationed at detention centers to make sure those accused of being involved in the coup attempt have access to lawyers and their families. The President Erdogan said Sunday he is receptive to reinstating the country's death penalty in the aftermath of the coup attempt, but the European Union foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini warned that such an attempt may end Turkey's EU membership hopes. This is VOA News.